In pursuit of spiritual maturity, we need to learn the words of God fully.
为了使得我们的灵性更长进，我们要追求神的话。
At the same time, we need to pray for the guidance and fullness of the Holy Spirit.
同样，在祷告里面，我们要求神的带领以及圣灵的充满。
And these are two important pillars of faith.
这是两个最重要的柱石。在我们的信仰当中。
We remember when King Solomon built the Holy Temple around 8th and 9th century BC.
当我们还记得在故事当中，所罗门王建造圣殿的时候。
He erected two pillars.
他树立起两个柱石。
One is Boaz.
第一个是
Boaz.
The
other is Eliakim.
亚金。
These two represent the important pillars of faith for our construction today.
这是在我们今天来说是一个非常有建设性的两个柱石。
One represents the power of God, Boaz.
波阿斯代表了神的力量。
Yakin represents the foundation of the word.
亚金可以说是代表了整个教会的基础。
The words of God.
是神的话是教会的基础。
So for a spiritual temple as well as for our individual temple of God in us, we need to have these two elements.
为了我们的信仰，为了整个教会的发展，我们必须要这两个重要的元素。
Yakin, the words of God as the foundation.
亚金是神的话是基础。
Boaz, the power of the Holy Spirit.
波阿斯代表了神的力量，神的灵。
So we like to pursue.And the fullness of the words of God in our hearts, at the same time the Holy Spirit in our soul and our living being.
我们追求神的话能够在我们的信仰当中，并且在祷告里面求神的灵继续带领我们。
So that we could have the momentum of life to serve the Lord and to build up a very good spiritual life.
那么我们有很强的力量能够继续的为神工作，继续的建立我们在信仰上的生活。
Now for our service today, we like to kneel down and pray in one accord.
在我们聚会之前，我们要一起同心跪下祷告。
We request our Lord Jesus Christ to guide us throughout the entire day's program.
我们求神带领我们全程的聚会。
Let's pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's turn to James, the book of James, chapter 4.
请大家翻开雅各书第四章。
The book of James is a book concerned with practical faith.
雅各书事实上是有关于信仰的真实性。
It's practical because your faith could be applied to your daily life.
这个实际性也就是在我们每天生活可以真正的用得出来的。
If you say you have faith, then you need to act in your daily life.
如果我们谈到信心，必须把信心表现在我们的生活里面。
So the relationship between believingand doing is very important.
因此信仰以及行为有密切的关系。
And in Book of James, one of the important themes, drawing near to God, has been very important to a Christian's life.
在雅各书另外一个重点就是与神亲近，这个重点可以说对我们基督徒而言非常的重要。
Let's read James chapter 4.
请看雅各书第四章
read 7 and verse 8
第七跟第八节
verse 7
第七节
submit yourselves therefore to God resist the devil and he will flee from you verse 8
第八节
draw near to God and he will draw near to you cleanse your hands your sinners and purify your hearts you men of double mind from verse 7 we are toldHow to resist the devil and the temptation of the world.
从第七节让我们知道我们如何来抵挡魔鬼，抵挡世界上的试探。
Is somehow a passive aspect of our faith.
这可以说是在信仰上的消极的一面。
Because it tells us how to rely on the powerful words of God and recognize your own status as the child or children of God.And then you can resist the temptation from devil and from the world.
这告诉我们要如何的依靠神的力量，告诉我们 我们是神的儿女，因此能够抵挡脱离魔鬼的试探。
The main thing is that we need to submit to God.
最重要的，我们要顺服神。
This is to say we submit our own individual will, purpose and plan to the mighty sovereignty of God.
顺服神也就将我们的心，将我们的全身的意念完全的来顺服他。
When there is a conflict between the divine will and our own doing,We submit to the higher plan of God.
如果我们在神的意思跟我们人的意思中间要做选择的时候，我们必须完全的来顺服神的意思。
It is a self-denial of what the Lord Jesus Christ has been speaking about.
也就是完全的放弃自己的意念，顺服神的意念。
Then under this heading, we need to notice something in our dealing with the world today.
从这个这段经节当中，我们必须要了解如何的在这个世界上自居。
For example, we need to resist the devil.
第一点，我们说到，例如说到抵抗、抵挡魔鬼。
Devil can be expressed in a variable forms of evil.
魔鬼可以说会出现在各式各样的事情上面。在任何的邪恶的事件上面。
He can motivate the human heart to do dark acts.
他可以促使人的心做出恶事。
He can beguile a person into deception.
他可以领导一个人远离神。
And then at the same time, he would destroy the holy work of God and the individual salvation.
同时他也会摧毁神的圣功，并且摧毁一个信仰神的人。
If one discerning is discerning about the will of God, then he would be alert to beguile of the devil.
如果一个人能够有信仰，能够警醒，那么我们就能够抵挡魔鬼的试探。
So whenever something wrong, something running against the principle of God, then you have to resist.
如果发现任何事情违背了神的旨意，我们就必须要抵挡它。
If you stand firmly on the faith, on the foundation of faith,
如果
then the devil would flee from you.
如果我们能够站在神以神为根基站立的稳的话，那么魔鬼就会离开我们逃跑。
And、this has brought us to the scriptures in Matthew chapter 4, how the Lord Jesus Christ resist the temptation.From the devil.
这就让我们想起在马太福音的第四章，主耶稣如何的抵挡魔鬼的引诱。
He used the word of God.
他用神的话。
He detects the guile of the devil.
他能够测探出魔鬼的诡计。
So he could triumph over the temptation of the devil.
因此在试探当中，他能够赢得胜利。
So in that chapter, we learn that to resist the guile of the temptation of the devil, we need to make use of the words of God.
在那章里面，我们可以了解，要抵挡跟侦测魔鬼的诡计，我们必须要有神的话。
You ask yourself,
我们扪心自问啊，
the act which I'm going to do, whether it is according to the will of God or not.
我们即将要做的事情是不是合乎神的旨意
？Do I do to please God?
我们这么做是不是让神喜悦
？Is this the devil's treachery?
是不是魔鬼的诡计呢
？And then you can stand firmly because you analyze, you discern the will of God from the foundation of your knowledge of the word of God.
我们能够用神的话作为我们的基础来分辨是不是魔鬼的诡计或是神的旨意。
So not flesh of the body, neither the flesh of the eye.Of the pride in this life would entice you into the trickery of the devil.
因为眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都会让我们离开神。
But you succeed in insisting on the words of God and spiritual principle.
但是如果我们能坚持信仰、坚持神的原则，我们就是成功的。
Now, after having talking about the passive aspect of faith, verse 8 of chapter 4 of James talk about more positive.Side of our faith in God.
刚才我们提到是消极一方面，在第四章的第八节，我们谈到积极的信仰。
We need to take initiative in approaching God.
我们必须能够自动的来亲近神。
Then, in the relationship which is reciprocal, God will draw near as a return.
在这样的关系之后，神就会亲近我们。
Of course, you could say this is a very commonplace to speak about that, drawing near to God or God draws to near to us.
当然，这个题目我们都非常的了解。我们亲近神，神必亲近我们。
Of course, this is a reciprocal relationship between God and our human beings.
我们可以看到
mutual 啊，相互的。
这是一种互动、相互的关系，在我们与神跟人之间。
At school, at home, you can see this kind of principle also applies.
我们发现，在学校、在家庭里面，这样的关系一样存在。
Of course, a teacher loves every student in his or her class.
当然，每一个老师喜爱他每一班的学生。
A lot teacher will find special favor, or he or she would like to.To take more care of a certain students whom he or she likes.
我们会发现有的老师会特别喜欢班上的某一位学生，特别照顾他。
Because those students work very hard and they are very obedient to the instructions of the teachers, and they actually present themselves as good students at school.
这些学生往往都是努力读书，非常顺服老师的指导。那么在学校里面有很好功课的学生。
Those students also automatically or very spontaneously are drawn near to the student, to their teachers.
当然，这一类的学生也很自动的常常会亲近老师。
As a return, teachers would do the same thing. They would have a special favor on those students.
因此，在老师方面一样的会特别的关照这个学生。
So from this analogy, we see how God also draw near to those who draw near to Him.
同样的道理，我们跟神之间的关系也是这样在互动。
This reciprocity is very important in our understanding of God's choosing and God's approaching to us.
在这里，我们可以了解说神的选择跟我们如何来亲近神。
In the Bible, we often heard about how God really shed His divine grace and divine providential care to those whom He loved.
我们在圣经里面会发现神特别的喜欢他所 喜爱的人，
especially those who are pure in hearts，
特别是清新的人，
clean in their hands，
双手洁净的人，
and those people who love God and devote themselves to much affair or to the welfare of the people of God。
在这些人，我们会发现他们特别的奉献自己来服侍神的工作。
So God bless them very much。
因此我们看到神也同样的特别祝福他们。
In the Bible, we see God reacts and also interacts in the relationship of the people to Him.
我们发现神对于人做出这一类的反应。
From the negative side, we learn the example from the family of Eli, the priest, in 1 Samuel.
我们发现在撒母耳记上里面发现以利这一家人。
We find this is a negative example to us.
这对我们来说是一个否定性的一个例子。
We can learn something constructive.
我们在当中可以得到一些建设性的学习。
Let's turn to this 1 Samuel chapter 2.
请看撒母耳记上第二节，第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2, this is the time of judges.
撒母耳记上第二章正是士师时代。
It is just not so long before the establishment of kingship or monarchy in the kingdom of Israel.
这个在离以色列民选立国王时代不远的时候。
By that time, Eli, the priest, takes care of the theocratical society. That means God rules the society and priest has to speak for on behalf of God.
在士师时代，神亲自管理百姓，但是以利身为一个士师，是替神说话的人。
And yet by that time, people had no God seriously in their mind.
在那个时候，人们对神并没有很强烈的观念。
But God raised the judges to rule over them, to deliver them from the hands of our enemies.
但是神立了祭司来使他们能够脱离。敌人的立了士师，能使他们脱离敌人的手中。
And then we come to First Samuel chapter 2.
请看撒母耳记上第二章。
One family called Eli.
这里说到以利这一家人。
He is a descendant of Levi, a Levitical priesthood.
他是利未人的后裔，因此他担任这个祭司的工作。
He plays a role for the people to make supplication to God.
他担任的工作就是当人献祭，对神献祭的时候。
But unfortunately, his two sons are unworthy of God.
但是他两个孩子却不认识神。
They defile the offer or sacrifice made to God.
他们甚至偷窃人民要献给神的祭物。
Moreover, they had the audacity to commit a great grievous sin in the tent of the Lord.
甚至在圣殿当中，他们犯下更严重的罪物。
So God began to, God decided to forsake this family.
因此，神决定要放弃这一家人。
Eli, as an old man, ought to have taught or instructed his two sons.
以利是一个年长者，有责任要教导他这两个小孩。
He was a weak parent.
但是他是一个软弱的父母亲。
He could only say, "My sons, I heard a good report, a bad report about you."
他说：“我的儿子啊，我听到你们的恶行。
If one does a wickedness against people, then he could not be so much forgiven. What more, if one sins against the mighty God?"
如果一个人犯了罪不能够被赦免的话，那么如果一个人对神行恶事，那么更不能够被赦免。
He could only this guy mildly admonish his children.
他只是这样轻描淡写的来提醒他的小孩。
So these two sons commit more and more a serious sin.
因此我们可以看到他这两个儿子更严重的犯罪。
Then by this time God decided to raise Samuel in place.Of us, Eli and his two sons.
在这个时候，神将要兴起撒母耳来代替以利这一家人的工作。
Then the pronouncement or announcement has been made.
在这个消息被宣布之前
，Let's read the verse, chapter 2, verse 13.
请看第二章的第三十节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 13.
撒母耳记上第二章第三十节。
Therefore, the Lord of the God of Israel declares.I promise that your house and the house of your father shall go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, Far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Verse 431.
31节
Behold, the days are coming when I will cut off your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your house. Then 32.
32.
Then in distress you will look with envious eye on all the posterity which shall be bestowed upon Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. And then we shall read on. The main point is that God wants to displace Eli.
在这个时候我们可以看到神要取代，要拿另外一个人来取代以利的工作。
There won't be any longer any old man in the house.
在他的家中不再有老人。
Even the two sons would die in the battlefield.
甚至两个儿子死在战场上。
In their fighting against the Philistines, and the Lord punished them so that they died in the battle.
当他们在与非利士人征战的时候，神的惩罚临到，使他们死在战场。
Moreover, we also learned later on when the bad news about the death of the two sons in the battlefieldhave come to the ears of Eli and their daughters-in-law.
当以利听到他两个儿子在战场上战死的消息之后，我们会发现他们的死状都非常的惨烈。
One is death, immediate death.
一个立刻就死亡。
And the daughter-in-law, in giving birth a child, named the child as Ichabod, meaning the departure of glory of God.
当他的媳妇在生孩子的时候，取这个孩子的名字叫做以加伯，也就是说神的荣耀离开了以色列。
Kabod mean glory. Ichabod mean departure of the glory of God from the house of Israel or the house of Eli.
在他的名字当中，加伯也就是荣耀的意思，以加伯也就是离开，就告诉我们荣耀要离开以色列的这个家。
Because the Ark of Covenant has been snatched away by the Philistines.
因为在这个时候，约柜甚至被以色列被非利士人给夺走。
The households of Eli had all died. The households of the male households of Eli have died.
我们看到以利这一家人就这样的灭亡了。
It's really it's a tragic end.
可以看到是一个悲剧的收场。
The Lord said very clearly.
在这里神说得很清楚。
So I will treat those who respect me.
我将会对待那些尊敬我的人很好。
And I will despise those who set less stock in me.
我会放弃那些不敬的、不敬畏我的人。
Notice this remark. I will pay attention or pay special favor, give my special favor to those who especially love me or draw near to me.
我会特别的喜爱跟关照这些亲近我的人。
And I will despise, and even I will reject those who despise me or less esteem me.
我会放弃。甚至拒绝那些轻视、放弃我的人。
Of course, this is a very clear-cut decision for one to make.
当然，这对一个人来做决定是一个很干脆的决定。
If you want to receive divine blessing, you need to do something to please God.
如果我们要接受神恩典，我们必须为神做点事情。
We must please God. We must do things.To please God.
我们必须做点事情能够讨神的喜悦。
Yeah, so we have to make this kind of wise choice.
我们必须要这样明智的选择。
Because we do not like to be rejected by God because it is very wretched for us to suffer that evil consequences.
因为被神拒绝的后果就是深陷在黑暗咬牙切齿当中。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30,
在申命记三十章当中
Moses once again reasserts the importance of making a right choice.
在这里，摩西再次的强调要做明智的选择。
You have to face that kind of choice, whether you choose God and His life, or whether you choose being rejected and a life of misery.
在这里，我们会常常遇到这样的选择：选择神得到永生的生命，或是放弃神。
Then what is the key point? What is the decisive factor?
那么重点跟决定的那个点在哪里？
If we read from chapter 28, 29 up to 30 of the Deuteronomy,
如果从申命记二十八、二十九、三十章我们读完之后，
there is a clear-cut distinction of blessing from curse.
在这里我们会发现一个很明确的说明，说到咒诅。
And the blessing is of conditional, is a conditional blessing.
祝福是有条件性的祝福。
So in the Bible, the Lord our God says that we must realize that condition for us to receive divine blessing.
在圣经里面，主耶稣告诉我们，我们必须要了解这样的条件，为了使我们能够得到这样的祝福。
Then what are the conditions?
这些条件是什么？
The Bible, especially in Deuteronomy, as well as the other canons or writings, other books of the Bible says that we need to obey the Lord's commandments.
特别在申命记在其他的章节当中也提到了我们必须要遵守神的命令。
Because if we approach God and observe His commandments and ordinances and statutes, then God will bless us and He will draw near to us.
如果我们能够亲近神，能够遵守他的教训，那么相对的，他就会祝福我们，亲近我们。
Now let's read that Deuteronomy chapter 30.
请看《申命记》三十章。
This is almost a conclusion to what Moses had said before.
这可以说是一个总结，摩西曾经所说过话的一个总结。
About the divine blessing and curse.
说到了神的祝福。或是咒诅。
Now people must be wise enough to discern and to make a right choice.
所有的人都要做一次明智的选择。
Now let's read the verse 15.
请看十五节。
Let's read from verse 15 to 20.
十五节到二十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Verse 16.If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are in entering to take possession of it. Verse 17.
17节.
But if you, your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them. Verse 18. But I declare to you this day that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land which you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. Verse 19.
19节.
I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life that you and your descendants may live. Verse 20.
20节.
Loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and cleaving to him, for that means life to you and length of days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and to give them. Here we see very clear warning.
在这里我们看到了很清楚的一个警告。
Before departure of Moses from the people of Israel,
在摩西离开以色列百姓之前
on the eve of their crossing over the river Jordan,
在他们渡过约旦在他们渡过约旦河之前
once again he reaffirms,the importance of keeping the commandments of God.
在这里他重新的确立以色列民要能够坚守这个神的诫命。
God's ordinances and statutes.
Statutes. 在这里告诉说他的诫命跟律例跟典章。
If one keeps all the commandments of God, he will have following the blessing.
如果一个人能够坚守遵照神的诫命跟典章，接下来就是他所要得的福气。
He or she shall live and multiply.
他必须，他会存留，并且
they are going to be settled and be blessed and be prosperous on the land of Canaan.
他们能够在迦南地真正的繁衍，并能够发展。
They will receive the rain from heaven and the good production or good produce from the land.
有雨从天上滋润他们。地出产果子来给他们使用
and they will live in peace.
他们会在平安当中过日
and they will become prosperous.
他们并且能够繁衍茂盛
spiritually speaking this applies to our spiritual prosperity and spiritual tranquility in the Lord Jesus Christ
在属灵方面这可以说是神对我们在属灵方面的一种祝福
we enjoy the rest repose in the Lord Jesus Christ
我们能够真正的享受到在主里的安息。
We could enjoy the wonderfulness of the words of God and miraculous power of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够真正的享受到神奇妙的话语以及他奇妙的作为。
Moreover, we have the inner peace and stability despite the tribulation and turbulences of the world outside.
甚至说，这心里的平安能够使我们抵抗外在的不平安跟困难。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Just as the ancients received the instruction from Moses to know the importance of keeping the commandments and statutes and ordinances of God, we today do receive the same instruction to abide ourselves in the Lord.
就好像以色列民听到摩西最后对他们所说的话，你们要遵照神的道、神的诫命，你们就能够被祝福。同样的，今天的我们也是一样要这么做。
In Israel, the people of Israel live on this condition of blessing.
以色列民就是生活在这种有条件下的祝福。
One day when they love God and worship God and remove all the idols from their nation, God bless them abundantly.
只要有一天他们能够真正的回归到神的身边，移去所有的偶像，那么神就要祝福他们。
But unfortunately, they are forsaken by God in history several times.
很不幸的，在历史当中，我们看到他们几次的来背叛神。
Especially when we read the Second Kings chapter 17, that's a good chapter of historical summary.
特别是在列王记下十七章里面，我们可以清楚的看到这个历史的演进。
Historian recounts the story or the history of the Northern Kingdom of Israel.
在那个时候分开了两个地方，北国跟南国。
The historian says the reason.Of why the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyrians.
在历史家的解释当中，我们可以清楚地了解为什么北国被亚述国给灭亡。
Then he gave a long passage in 2 Kings chapter 17.
在 17章当中我们可以看到这样的说明。
Because they departed from the ways of God.
因为他们离开了神的道。
They did not want to draw near to God to worship Him.
他们不愿意亲近神，敬畏神。
They worship idols, Baal and Asherah, and those kind of foreign deities.
他们甚至去敬拜那些别的国家的神。
They worship the stars, they worship the goddess of heaven, or the foreign deities.
他们甚至向星星敬拜，向神所创造的物来敬拜一些其他的神。
They commit grievous sins in practicing heathen evil practice.
在这个时候，他们犯下了最严重的罪行。
So God say, I would like to arouse enemies, Assyrians, to destroy this country, Israel.
因此，神说，我要兴起亚述国。来灭绝以色列国。
The southern kingdom of Judah did not take to heart of the historical lesson.
在南国方面并没有很更详，并没有非常详细的记载。
They did not really take to heart about the lesson they had to learn from the destruction of the northern kingdom.
他们并没有很用心的真的学习到北国是如何来灭亡的。
They still commit sins and they commit grievous.Abominations against the Lord.
同样的，他们一样是背叛神，做神所不喜悦的事情。
Unfortunately, they suffer the same consequence. They were destroyed by the Babylonians.
同样的，南国也是得到同样的后果，被巴比伦国所毁灭。
So from the books of history, Joshua, Judges, Kings, we learn one thing.
从历史的书当中，我们学到了一点。
Whenever people draw near to God,
凡是人亲近神
God bless them and multiply them.
神就会祝福他们，使他们生养众多。
Whenever they forsake the commands, ordinances, and statutes of God, God rejects them.
一旦人不遵守神的典章律例之后，神就会拒绝他们。
So rise and fall of the historical pattern.
所以我们可以看到历史的高低走向。
Depends upon people's obedience, people's draw near to God or not.
事实上，完全是看在人是不是能够亲近神。
Now, let's move away from the historical factors to see the individual.
现在我们走出历史来看看每一个人。
Every individual or every individual man or woman of faith needs to take the same lesson.
每一个人的信仰，同样的要学习这门功课。
We know the lesson. We take the lesson from the destruction or the blessing of prosperity of the Israel.
我们可以从以色列民的受到神的祝福跟受到神的咒诅当中学习到真正的功课。
At the same time, we can learn from the individuals.
同时，我们也可以从个人当中学习到很好的功课。
Especially, we admire those who are so love God so much, and they receive so much blessing from the Lord.
我们特别羡慕那些真正的遵照神命令、遵照神旨意去行的人。
They approach God, and God draw near to them.
他们亲近神，神亲近他们。
One of them is Abraham.
其中一个人就是亚伯拉罕。
If we read the life of Abraham,
如果我们读亚伯拉罕的生活
，his life is characterized by his integrity in faith, his obedience to the Lord's commands.And his full faith in the promise of God.
在他的生活当中，充满了他对神的信实，以及他对神的话遵守的程度。
One chapter, Genesis chapter 18,
其中一点记载在创世纪第十八章。
Chapter 18 describes the three angels of the Lord visiting, how the three angels of the Lord visited the tent of Abraham and Mamre.In a place called Hebron.
在十八章当中我们可以看得到在曼利的橡树那边神的使者来到亚伯拉罕的面前。
Then the three guests, of course, in the ancient, especially in the book of Genesis, our Lord is manifested in a human figure.
在这章里面我们可以看到神成为人的形象来到他的面前。
This in English we call anthropomorphosis, of course, this is a long word. But anyway, God manifested in a human form and to talk and to eat and to walk with people.
在这个时候，神成为人的形象来到世界上，与人说话、行走以及吃东西。
They are received by Abraham and treated by Abraham.
他们被亚伯拉罕善款意的接待。
Then God promised the birth of Isaac in the coming year.
在这个时候，神祝福他的太太能够在明年有一个小孩。
Despite the incredible laughter from Sarah, the promise did come true.
虽然撒拉是窃笑，但是真正这个真正的实现了。
Because this is one main link to the Abrahamic covenant，
因为这必须要与神对亚伯拉罕所立的契约来达成一个实现。
Number one of the Abrahamic covenant, the land of Canaan, which would be given to Israel，
第一个契约，也就是神答应亚伯拉罕要使他的后裔进入迦南地。
Canaan is the land of promise.
迦南地是应许之地。
Number two, descendants will be given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那同样的，这个他的后代会在以撒、雅各当中实现啊。
Many descendants will come up from the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他有许许多多的子孙会从以撒、雅各当中出生
啊。So this line and the descendants are comprise the major tenets of the Abrahamic covenant.
所以在亚伯拉罕的契约当中，我们也看到这个应许之地以及能够生养众多的。
But without an Isaac, how could this promise of descendants be possible?
如果没有以撒，这样的立约怎么能够实现？
God still insists on his faithful promise, and Abraham looks toward the fulfillment of the divine promise in a long period of time.
我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的应许，那么亚伯拉罕对神能够坚持这样长远的信心。
And yet, Abraham never wavered.
但是亚伯拉罕从没有摇动过。
He believed the words of God.Which would come true.
他相信神的话必定实现。
So in this chapter 18, this is the beginning of the promise.
在十八章，我们也看到这是立约的开始。
Then after a sort of a pleasant conversation, a human divine dialogue, then the angels of the Lord wanted to depart from the tent.
在这个时候，当他们接受款待，有了很好的交谈之后，这个时候这三个人要离开。
Actually, the angels were intending to look around the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在这个时候，这天使事实上是要来看索多玛及俄摩拉这两个罪恶的城市。
Because they were about to destroy these wicked cities.
因为这正是即将要毁灭这两个城市的时候。
Then on the way out, Abraham escorted the guests.For some distance.
那么在这个时候，他看到在很远的地方，他看到这个客人，
客人要出去的送行。
他送这个客人出去。
Then because this is of course an Oriental custom, a guest from far off, then the horse would also escort longer distance.
这是按照东方人的习俗，如果客人来你的家里面，当然会。为客人来送行
啊！ If the person coming from afar, then you have to see him off accompany him a longer journey, a longer distance.
尤其是远道来的客人，那么更要送行去远一点的地方。
So in this place, let's read the verse 16.
在这里，我们请看十六节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 16.
十八章的第十六节。
Following verses. And then the men set out from there, and they looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to set them out on their way. 17.
17节
The Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Verse 18.
18节
Seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall bless themselves by him. Verse 19.
19节
No.For I have chosen him, that he may charge his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. Verse 20.
20节.
Okay, we read up to this point. This is the so-called divine monologue. God speaks from his heart by himself. He reasons, oh yes, I have chosen Abraham as my beloved, as the founding father of the race of Israel.
在这里我们看到神在这里的自白说到说，我要做的事情岂可以瞒住亚伯拉罕这一位将是万国之父的人。
Because you could see the intimacy between God and this man, Abraham.
所以我们可以看得到亚伯拉罕与神之间的亲密关系。
God wanted to reveal his will.
神愿意告诉亚伯拉罕他的心意。
It is God who takes the initiative to reveal his divine secrets to Abraham, his beloved chosen one.
我们可以看到神愿意将他所要做的这些事情告诉他所爱的亚伯拉罕。
So we could see if the Lord wants to reveal something important to you, you will be honored because God has a special favor on you.
如果神愿意将他所要的做的事情告诉我们，那么我们真的感觉到万上的荣幸。
But of course, we are not so worthy. We dare not to ask the Lord to reveal everything to us.
当然，我们实在是不能够在神的面前要求神要向我们告诉我们。
We only humbly request the Lord, our Lord, if you will, you can do this and do that. We do not want to put pressure upon the Lord.
在我们的祷告当中，我们只能够谦卑的能够说完全顺服神的旨意，我们不能够去强迫神要做什么，要做什么。
So we need to have this attitude.
我们必须要有这样的态度。
But it would be very nice if we receive special divine favor because of our good relationship with God.
如果与神有亲密的关系，神愿意将他的事情告诉我们，那么我们真的是有福气。
If we read Isaiah chapter 41 and James chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 41 verse 8 and James chapter 2 verse 21 to 23.
如果我们看以赛亚书41章的第八节跟雅各书第二章的第七21节到22节，我们会发现
Abraham is called the friend, a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕被称为是神的朋友。
Of course, this is a very unusual rendering, unusual remark.
当然这样的说明事实上是很特别的一种说法。
God and man can make friends.
神与人可以成为朋友。
It's incredible.
事实上是不可思议。
And yet, the integrity, faith, and obedience of Abraham enabled Abraham to become the friend of God.
但是从亚伯拉罕的忠心、对神的信实、对神的信心来说，我们可以说他与神成为很好的朋友。
Because he is the one who draws near to God.
因为他就是亲近神的人。
God wants to draw near to him and takes initiative to reveal something important to him.
就同样的，神愿意亲近他，并且很自动的将他要做的事情告诉亚伯拉罕。
This is Abraham.
这就是亚伯拉罕。
Then in New Testament, we can learn from one of the beloved disciples.
从 John 新约当中，我们可以看到另外一个例子，在约翰福音当中。
And he has several very important dramatic action or dramatic gestures.Which reveal to us something important in spiritual implications.
从他的生活当中，从他的态度当中，让我们可以学习到，在我们灵修上面学习到真正的功课。
Let's read John chapter 13.
从约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
This is a traditional. We see some conventional painting, of embroidery.On the wall carpet, and Jesus seated with the disciple around the table, and then one of the elderly persons, like Peter, and the other younger person, that is John. We could always see that kind of picture.
从第十三章当中，我们常常可以看到这张被放在墙壁上，或者被变成一幅画，也就是主耶稣在最后的晚餐，看门徒一起在那个地方。我们看到年纪比较大的就是彼得，年轻的就是约翰。
Beloved disciple.
是他最心爱的门徒。
Of course, there's some kind of controversy about the identity of John, the beloved disciple, not beyond our scope. Now, anyway, the Last Supper, actually, this is a wrong picture because in the ancient time, they tend to recline in dining and people sit in that manner instead of table and the seated tidy like that. That's a wrong presentation.
事实上，那我们常常看到那张图并不是真实的情况，因为当时的情况并没有这么好、这么舒适的桌子椅子让我们坐在让他们坐在那个地方。
他们是躺着的，半躺着在吃东西。
他们的习俗都是半躺着、半坐着在吃东西。
So、they must have sat upon the floor mattress, and they must have this kind of a simple meal. But the Lord actually gave the solemnity in the Last Supper. And establish it as the Holy Communion.
在当时的情况非常的简单，他们简简单单的坐在坐垫上面，但是在当时主耶稣特别的指示这个圣餐礼的。
Now, actually, after Jesus had washed the feet of the disciples, he very sorrowfully expressed his grief that he would rather see that person.The non-existence of that person.
在这里，当主耶稣为门徒洗过脚之后，他甚至想说，他不愿意在，他甚至没有想说不看到那个人。
If that person had not been born into the world, and that person would not have come to destruction by himself.
如果这个人从没有被生在世界上，那么这个人就不会接受到犯下这样的罪过。
He is traitor, Iscariot. Judas Iscariot.
我们可以看到犹大在这里是一个叛徒
卖主的人。那 the Lord Jesus Christ just said that someone from you is going to betray me and sell me.
主耶稣在这里只说你们当中有人要出卖我。
Then everybody became very, very depressed. So who could it be among us to betray the Lord Jesus Christ?
在当中，门徒听到之后都很惊
三节。And let's read from verse 21.
二十一节起。
When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, truly, truly I say to you, one of you will betray me. Verse 22.
二十二节。
The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he spoke.Verse 23. One of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, was lying close to the breast or chest of Jesus. And verse 24. Even this older brother, Simon Peter, also beckoned to this beloved disciple and said, Tell us who it is of whom he speaks. So lying thus close to the breast of Jesus, this beloved disciple said to Jesus, Lord, who is it?Okay, we did stop for a while here. So when everybody is puzzled,
当每一个人正在猜疑的时候
guessing who could be the one who will betray the Lord Jesus Christ,
大家都在猜谁会卖主呢
then this young man, the beloved disciple of Jesus, leaned toward Jesus and leaned close to the chest of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里我们可以看到主耶稣所喜爱的那个门徒靠在主耶稣的怀里
Who could be?Among a family.
在我们的家庭当中谁能够这样子
Who can lie to you, say, Mama, Baba, in such a nagging manner?
在谁能够靠在父母亲的怀里面向父母亲撒娇呢
The beloved daughter or beloved child or beloved son are yours.
当然是我们最亲爱最喜爱的儿子女儿
They can nag all day long and yet you will be pleased to see this is your beloved.
他们虽然在怀里面整天的撒
赖，可以撒赖，撒赖可以撒赖，
可以撒
赖，
撒赖这样。
And this indicates mother the bond, the close bond between parents and children.
在这个时候，我们可以看到母亲和小孩这种亲密的关系。
We would rather see our brother and sister nagging to our Lord Jesus Christ.Our Father, our Lord, our Master, this kind of a very intimate expression.
在这里我们都很希望看到我们所有的弟兄姐妹都能够在主耶稣的怀里做这样的事情。
Now at the Last Supper, this young man lies close to the chest of our Lord.
在这个最后晚餐的当中，这个年轻人躺在主耶稣的怀里。
Even you could look at the old brother Peter. Hey, look, young brother.Of whom Jesus is talking about? Of whom Jesus is speaking?
我们可以看到这个年纪比较大的哥哥彼得，他一直 在问说到底是谁呢？
Oh, notice the small detail, the minute detail.
在这里我们很仔细看到这个细节部分。
The minute details reveal something.
在细节当中我们可以发现一些事情。
This young man actually has been close to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord actually loves him very much.
这个年轻人他一直亲近耶稣，也是耶稣所爱的一个人。
Just like parents and the closeness of parents and the beloved children all together.
他们的亲密关系就好像一个父母和一个亲爱的小孩一样。
So he can just freely and carefree draw near to God, draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个时候他可以很自由的很随意的靠在耶稣的胸前。
So we consider this a symbolic gesture.
在这里我们可以看到是一个象征性的动向。
Your actions sometimes betoken something.
在我们的动作当中常常告诉别人些什么事情。
For example, you love God, of course you are devout and you are very prayerful.
如果我们爱神，我们当然会常常祷告，会很虔诚的奉献。
You care about our brothers and sisters.
如果我们爱弟兄姐妹，
you would care about the sister because you love God.
因为你爱神，所以你会爱弟兄姐妹。
At the same time, you do very fervently for the do the work and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，我们会为教会的工作努力来做。
And testify for the Lord.
并且能够为神来做见证。
The from minute detail is every single act of our daily life. Those things tell us something about ourselves and God.
从我们每天的生活细节、每天的细节行动当中，告诉我们神与我们的关系。
And this beloved disciple.
这个神所爱的信的门徒
，Indeed, he draws near to God.
他侧身接近耶稣。
So the Lord also again has a special favor to him.
他亲近神，所以神特别爱他。
We remember at the foot of the cross.
当我们看到在十字架下的时候
，When Jesus was agonizing on the cross, and he still had to fulfill the last filial piety. That means he has the piety he has to fulfill.
当耶稣很痛苦地被挂在十字架上的时候，他还有一件事情要交代。
The filial obligation urged Jesus to entrust Maria to the care of this beloved disciple.
他将耶稣将他的母亲交给这位所爱的门徒。
If we read that John chapter 19, then you could see more in detail, in minute detail.
如果我们看约翰福音的第十九章，我们更会发现许许多的细节在当中。
Jesus told the disciples, told this disciple.
耶稣告诉这位他所爱的门徒。
So look at your mother.
他说看你的母亲。
And then after a while, he said, look to the mother, look at your son.
他告诉他的母亲说看你的儿子。
So,beloved disciple and the mother of Jesus will form a bond in place of Jesus in his departure, after his departure.
在这个时候说明了当耶稣离开之后，这个耶稣所爱的门徒与他的母亲将会成为一个亲密的家庭。
You will not entrust someone with something important if you do not believe or you do not have faith in that person.
如果你对这个人没有任何的信心，那么你绝对不会放最重要的事情给他。
A loyal and faithful friend to whom you would entrust something very important.
一个信实、一个忠心的朋友，那么你会把最重要的事情交给他。
The same thing is true of us.
同样的道理。
If we are not faithful, if we are not loyal to our God, then how can we receive divine commission?
如果我们对神不够忠心、不够信实的话，我们怎么能够接到神给我们的命令？
So faithfulness is required as a prime requirement of the households of God.
因此对神的忠心可以说是我们身为神家人第一个要求。
Just as 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2 has indicated.
在哥林多前书第四章第二节里面说到
So we have to know that that's a very important reciprocal relationship.
在这里我们也看到这样重要的互动关系
So we like to learn from Abraham as well as from the beloved disciple in the book of John.
我们从亚伯拉罕的例子，从约翰福音看到耶稣所爱的这个门徒的身上，让我们学习到这门重要的功课。
So we like to have a recess and then after 5 minutes or so we comeTo the last session of this morning.
在这里我们先休息五分钟，之后我们再开始下一节的课程。
Let's bow our head and make some prayer.
请大家同心默祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue with our study of the interrelationship between God and ourselves.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续学习我们与主亲密的关系。
Last session we talk about how wonderful these two people are because they are favored by the Lord.
在前一节我们讨论到这两个人怎么样的受到主的喜悦。
We ought to be like the inner circle of the Lord Jesus Christ, James and John and Peter. They follow Jesus all the way.
我们也希望能够像雅各、像约翰他们这样子，能够全程的跟随主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus chose about many followers.
主耶稣选了许多的门徒来跟随他。
Then among many followers, there are 72 who are sent to land of Samaria and other places.
在这门徒当中，有72位被派遣去撒玛利亚去传福音。
And they are also entering.They have also entered the houses of Israel.
他们并且去到以色列民的家中。
Aside from 72, then the Lord has 12 disciples, who would be the future pillars of the kingdom of God.
除了这七十二位以外，另外主耶稣又选出了12位门徒。那这十位门徒也就是将来神国的柱石。
They follow Jesus closely, listening to his teaching.And receiving divine power.
他们亲近主耶稣，能够亲自领受到他的教训，
接受能力，
接受他的能力。
And among the 12, there are three.
在这十二当中又有三个人。
And then these three are considered most or closest friends or closest disciples of the Lord.
这三个人可以说是主耶稣最亲密的朋友。
Then we could see everywhere the Lord Jesus Christ is, then they are also there.
我们可以看得到主耶稣在哪个地方，这三个人同样的会出现在那。
In the house of Peter's mother-in-law, when the Lord wanted to heal this woman's high fever, the three of them were there present.
当主耶稣到彼得岳母的家中替他医治热病的时候，这三位也跟随到那个地方。
When the Lord entered the house of Jairus, the arch synagogue of or the custodian or religious officer of the synagogue.
我们可以看到，当主耶稣进到耶鲁的家中，也就是这一位管会堂的人当中的家中。
In order to heal the dying daughter, or actually the dead daughter, and the three disciples also followed.
我们可以看到主耶稣在救治这位已经死掉他的女儿，这三位门徒一样的跟随到了。
Then on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the Lord Jesus Christ went up to mountain for prayer, that these three close friends of disciples of the Lord also went up to the mountain.
我们可以看到，在变帽山上，主耶稣在那里祷告，这三位门徒也同样的跟随主耶稣到那里。
Because of prolonged and in-depth prayer, the Lord began to show his transfiguration.
因为进入深入的祷告之后，主耶稣开始变貌。
And they all, these three witness the spectacular sight of our spiritual realm.
在这三位可以说亲眼见到了这奇妙的神迹。
The Lord transfigured into his own true entity, the spiritual entity.
那么主耶稣在这个时候变貌成为他原来真正的本质。
Glorious or glory of God.
可以看到荣耀的神。
And this foretells the future status of our future resurrection.
这也告诉了以后将来他要复活升天的形象。
So how we going to exist in this spiritual realm like Jesus?
也就是告诉我们以后我们也要在这属灵的世界里面像主耶稣那样的形象。
So everyone can emulate from these three closest friends or disciples of the Lord.
那么从这三位主耶稣最亲密的门徒这个朋友当中，我们也可以学习到他们的榜样。
So we ought to encourage ourselves spiritually, morally, and scripturally enough to follow Jesus.
因此我们也要能够勉励自己，在神的话，在自己的德性，在属灵的修养上面 能够与神来亲近。
And how can we attain to that kind of status?
如何才能够达到那样的境界呢？
It's by daily work.
是从每天的工作当中。
So-called the process of spiritual growth.
可以说，也就是说，是一个循序渐进的信仰生活。
We need to advance our spirituality daily from the lower to a higher stage.
要将我们的信仰生活从低处渐渐地往高处爬。
And that is a striving effort.
这必须要努力才能够达到的。
Because every time when we have the Lord Jesus Christ in our mind, and we pray constantly, we have the Lord Jesus Christ in us.
当我们在祷告当中，我们把主耶稣放在我们的心里面，能够看到主耶稣与我们同在。
We, no matter we walk or work, or we are at rest,We have the flashes of thoughts that we are Christians, we're true Christians, we are beloved disciples, we ought to honor God and glorify Him, and then we are His close friends and disciples.
不论我们在行走在做事当中，在我们的心里面总是有这样强烈的观念，我们是真信徒，我们是他真正的门徒，那么我们能够有这样亲密的关系。
So in this kind of state of mind,You would have high conscientiousness about this kind of good relationship between yourself and the Lord.
在这个时候，我们有很纯正的信心，能够坚持我们与神有这样亲密的关系。
And this is the way to approach God.
这也就是尊敬神的方法。
We don't need to say we have to kneel down here so to make a prayer.
我们不必要说我们一定要跪在这里祷告。
We need to have a congregational prayer, collective prayer together.
我们当然要有贵重的一起祷告。
We have the intercession and also supplication presented to the Lord. We pray for one another.
我们有互相带到在我们的祷告当中呈现给神。
But you have individual lonely places. You have your lonely places in this world.
在我们的生命里面，我们要有一个很单独的地方。
That means you have your own solitary moment with the Lord.
也就是与神单独相交的地方。
So in your heart, in your inner world, you can cultivate a wilderness in which you can commit yourself to the Lord.
在你的内心当中，你可以养成一个旷野地，也就是在那个地方与神亲密的交通。
You can have a high mountain and deep ravine inside you.You can walk with God there.
在你的心中，也许有高山，也许有深水，但是能够与神同行。
And that is so-called spiritual status, spiritual state of mind.
这也就是属灵的境界。
We need to do that.
我们必须要达到那样的境界。
So every turn of thought, you have every turn of thought, highly conscientious of your own special privilege from the Lord.
在我们来说，我们要有很敏感的无畏的心，来与神有亲密的关系。
First of all, you ought to know who you are.
首先，我们必须知道我们是谁。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
请看彼得前书第二章第九节。
The 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
This is our self-awareness. 我们自觉啊，我们自觉。
这个是。一种自我自觉的方法。
You know who you are.
我们了解自己是谁。
And what you are.
我们是什么。
So you can do what and how and why which befitting you.
我们就可以知道如何的来使自己自觉跟自处。
Then in this verse, it talks, the Bible talks about four kinds of, four terms to describe us.
在这里有四个方法来形容我们。
You are the chosen race. Chapter 2, verse 9.
在第二章的第九节告诉我们，我们是主所搭救的人。
You have the royal priesthood.
我们有至高神祭司的身份。
Then you are a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国民。
You are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
So actually this is a fulfillment of Exodus chapter 19, verse 5, verse 6, about the ancient Israelites' role.
事实上这也应验了在出埃及记19章 第六节跟第五节当中所谈到的以色列民的身份。
In olden times, in Old Testament, the Lord chose Israel to be his own nation, a chosen nation.
在古时候，神选择以色列百姓作为他的子民。
A nation of priests，
可以说是祭司的国度。
A holy people，
而且是圣洁的人，圣洁的国民。
So nowadays we are in spiritual Israel and in the kingdom of spiritual Israel。
那么
we are given the same status。
我们现在是属灵的以色列民，一样有这样的身份。
We are the chosen race. We have the royal priesthood. We are in a holy nation. We belong to God as His children.
我们是他的儿女，是他所选的人，是他神，是他国里面的子民。
The purpose is to let us proclaim the wonderful deeds of salvation.
是让我们能够宣告他这美妙的救赎工作。
So this we ought to keep in mind, so we will not go astray, because we know who we are and what we are.
我们必须强烈的在我们的信仰当中坚持我们是谁，我们是什么。
So in times of crisis and in time of temptation, you uphold this privileged status of God.
当我们遇到试探，当我们遇到困难的时候，在我们的心里能够坚持这样的信念。
Then you won't fall, you won't go astray.
如此我们就不会跌倒，不会离了真道。
Rather because you treasure or cherish this kind of special status that God has given you, you will draw more and more to God.
因为我们能够真正的珍惜神所给我们这特殊的身份，并且能够更亲近神。
So we like to remind us all the time whom we are and what we are in terms of this scripture.
所以我们常常用这段经节来告诉自己我们是谁。
The second point, we like to draw near to God, we need to discipline ourselves.
第二点，我们说要亲近神，也就是要对于自我的要求。
Of course, one of the best and effective ways is to listen and study the words of God all the times.
当然，最有效的方法，也就是常常学习聆听主的话。
In the book of, in chapter 10 of the book of John,Lord Jesus Christ has compared himself to a good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章当中，主耶稣比喻他是好的牧羊人。
A good shepherd, what he will ought to do, he specified very clearly.
在这章当中，一个好牧羊人的工作是什么，说明得非常清楚。
But we notice the interrelationship between a good shepherd and his flock. Then the Lord Jesus Christ gives us.A very timely lesson.
如果我们可以看到好牧人跟他所牧养的羊之间的关系，我们就可以了解到这当中亲密的关系。
Let's turn to John 10.
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
John 10.
约翰福音的第十章。
This is a chapter about good shepherd. Jesus as the great shepherd.
在这里告诉我们，主耶稣就是这个好牧人。
With the Old Testament antecedent.Let's say Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11.
从以赛亚书四十章十一节当中说到
，The Lord God is the great shepherd of Israel.
主你的神也就是以色列民的好牧人。
He will feed, he will guide, he will hold in arms, and he will also lead.
他会牧养，他会带领，他会将羊群抱在怀里面。作为一个好的领导者
，so he feeds us with the words, the living words of God.
所以他用神的话，用生命的粮来喂养我们。
He gathered with his mighty arm all our brothers and sisters together.
他用万能的手背来把我们通通召集在一起。
And then he cares for us. Then he loves us as a mother nursing her child.
他关心我们的程度，就好像一个母亲关心他的小孩一样。
So this is loving God.Do this kind of loving care and provide us with His wonderful grace.
这就是我们所亲爱的神，这样亲爱的照顾我们，并且给我们这么好的恩典。
Then in Isaiah 40:11, the same thing is true that this mighty God as a leader, leading the sheep, leading His flock, especially lead the sheep together to walk. And so the flock will follow the lead sheep, following the.The first steps of the shepherd.
在以赛亚书四十章第十一节里面，除了刚才的关怀之外，更重要的是他带领的能力，让所有的羊群能够真正的跟随他。
Now in John 10, the same image is presented here because Jesus fulfills the promise of the Old Testament.
as
a good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章这边，我们看到主耶稣是好牧人，也就是成全的在旧约圣经当中所提到的事情。
Now let's read how the Lord speaks about himself as a good shepherd.
在这里，我们看看主耶稣怎么说他是一个好牧人。
Let's read from verse 2 to verse 4.
请看第二节到第四节。
But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3.
第三节。
To him the gatekeeper wide opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4.
第四节。
When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The Lord comes, and the doorkeeper opens for him to enter.
当主来的时候，看门的把门打开，让他进来。
In the ancient time, shepherds, under shepherds, they are hireling or hireling hands, 雇工。
在古时候，除了羊的主人之外，也有请雇工的来看羊。
The real shepherd really cares for his own flock.
那么真正的牧羊人真正的关心他的羊。
The hirelings or hired hands only worked for wages.
而这些雇工只不过是为了他的薪水来工作而已。
And then we could see that this shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, how he tends to the needs or spiritual needs of the flock.
在这里主耶稣说明了他是如何来关心这些羊属灵上的需要。
Then the intimate relation between the shepherd and the sheep is given by several words here.
在这里我们会看到有几段经节说明了羊和牧羊人的关系。
Number one,
第一点，
the shepherd knows every sheep, every one of the sheep.
牧羊人知道每一只羊的名字。
He even knows the name, each individual.Sheep by name.
他甚至知道每一只羊叫什么名字。
Then he would open the door and guide the sheep out to the pasture.
他会打开门，带着羊群来到青草地。
So that the sheep can graze on the grass and then rest on the brook. By the brook.
那么这些羊就可以吃青草，并且在溪水边安息。
And this has brought us to Psalm chapter 23.
这将我们带回到诗篇23篇当中。
How the Lord is our great shepherd, and how he leads his sheep into the pasture land, and let the sheep rest by the brook.
可以看到一个好牧人怎么样带领的羊群来到青草地，怎么样安歇在溪水边。
Moreover, he could hold up the sheep in arms and pat on them and then care for them.
并且能够将这个羊抱在手中，顺顺他们的毛，能够关心他们。
So this is a knowing.His sheep and this guiding of his sheep, this is the characteristic of Jesus knowing us and guiding us.
他知道每一只羊，并且带领每一只羊，就好像他知道我们带领我们一样。
In the Second Timothy chapter 2,
在提摩太后书的第二章。
Let's read Second Timothy chapter 2.
请看提摩太后书的第二章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19 talks about the recognition of God.
在这里看到主耶稣对我们的认定。
Those who belong to the household, the church, God knows him and acknowledges him.
凡是主里面的人，主都认识他。
So he said that the foundation of the firm, and the God's firm foundation has been established, and there is a stamp, there is a seal to certify this.
那么神坚固的根基已经立定了，并且有一个印记说明主所认识的。
Then it states the Lord recognizes or acknowledges those who belong to him.
主能够真正的认识并且承认凡属他的人。
So we need to be recognized by the Lord by having the water baptism so that our sin could be cleansed.
因此我们要使主能够认识我们，要经过水洗，能够洗去我们一切的罪过。
Because that's a beginning or an entrance to the household of God.
这是一个进入神国、神的家的一个大门。
And yet here author further says, those who call upon the name of the Lord need to depart from all kinds of iniquities.
这边又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
So we need to do good deeds, do those we could please God.
我们要有好的行为，为了要来能够荣耀主。
So this is the second step.
这是第二步。
We know how the Lord has longed us and guided us, and He wanted us to be to follow Him.
我们看到主怎么样的带领我们，怎么样知道我们，也要我们怎么样来跟随他。
Then how are we going to know more about Him?
那么我们要如何的更知道他呢？
Number one, we need to really understand His intention or what He wants.
首先一点，我们必须要了解他的心意在哪里。
So that we need to treat the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ as our mind.
所以我们要以基督的心为我们的心。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
请看以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Let's read from verse 15.
从十五节看起。
To 17.
到十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15 to 17.
以弗所书第五章十五节到十七节。
Look carefully when how, and then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Verse 16.
16.
Making the most of the time because the days are evil. Verse 17.
17.
Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18.
18.
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, we have to read up to this point.
我们念到18节。
Be careful and be discreet about what we are doing.
在这里告诉我们要很谨慎小心的行事。
We should be wise, like a man of wisdom.
我们必须要做一个智慧人。
A man of wise, a person of wise, a person of wisdom means he knows what is right and what is wrong.
做一个智慧人就是有智慧来辨别什么是是，什么是非。
What he ought to do and what he should not do.
什么他应该做，什么他不应该做。
He has that kind of a discernment.At the same time, he has that kind of moral strength to carry out what is right and what is wrong.
他不但有这样的辨别能力，并且有这样的道德的观念，能够辨别是跟非。
Especially as Christians, we are very sensitive and very keen to the will of God.
对于身为一个基督徒而言，对于神的心必须要非常的敏感。
We know what ought to do, what we ought not to do.
我们必须要了解我们什么该做，什么不该做。
And this is the wisdom.
这就是智慧。
And this is a very simple definition of wisdom.
这是对于智慧最好的、最简单的一个形容。
Then if we are wise and insightful enough, then we search for the will of God.
如果我们是一个智慧的人，能够找寻神的心意在哪里。
What the church needs, what the members of this church need.
什么是教会，什么是这个信徒最需要的东西。
What you yourself need.
我们最需要的是什么？
What the Lord has required of us.
神对我们有什么样的要求？
Then you will know.
那么我们就会知道。
Because the Holy Spirit, the Bible are the words in the Bible and the words from the pulpit.
圣灵、神的话以及在台上的讲道。
And the encouragement from our brothers and sisters who are so clear and pure in mind and devoted in their prayers.
并且弟兄姐妹这些
倾心祷告主的
倾心祷告主的人互相的关怀跟带导
This can reveal somehow the will of God.
从这些方法当中我们多少都可以了解到神的心。
So we need to be close to God, we do this.
我们必须要能够做到这一点才能够亲近神。
Be more sensitive and be more sensible.
并且能够非常的敏觉跟敏锐。
Be more discerning.
并能够有很好的明辨是非的能力。
This is what we do. Then they turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1 is also a very good exhortation for us to draw near to God by having this kind of spiritual equipment.
哥罗西书第一章也说明了我们应当要具备这些来亲近神。
First Corinthians chapter 1. Let's read from verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节
Verse 9
第九节
This is the prayer of Apostle Paul for the members at the Colossae.
这是保罗为 哥罗西教会所做的代祷。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And so from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10.
第十节
to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11.
十一节
May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. Verse 12.
十二节
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Very wonderful message is given here.
在这里我们收到了最好的信息。
Number one, as we say, we cultivate spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom so that we know more fully the will of God.
在这里我们可以看到我们要在属灵的知识上面更加的增进我们自己。
We worship God not just by feel, by your emotional state.
我们敬畏神并不是只有凭着感觉来敬畏神。
You like it and then you come to it.
你喜欢才来
or you don't like it and you reject it.
你不喜欢就放弃。
That's not the, what the Lord wants us.
这并不是神所喜悦的方式。
He wants us to really come to the rational or so-called the understanding. Your understanding of the word.
但是神要我们能够了解他的话。
But if one does not study or neither does he ever read the Bible, how can he or she come to somehow partial knowledge of God.
如果一个人从不念圣经，从不看圣经，怎么样能够真正的与神、与主来分享他的话
？And how can you more understand the divine will, divine intervention in history?
又怎么能够了解这个神伟大的工作
？So we need to study from the very scratch the Bible as our daily lesson.
所以在每天的生活当中，我们应当要有读经的习惯。
At least we are required to know the general theme or the chapter analysis, synopsis of each chapter of the book, or of the entire New Testament or Old Testament.
最起码我们必须要将每一章的主题能够大约的了解。
So we need to make a campaign for this new church in Vancouver.To set up our mind, in 2 years' time, we finish reading an Old and the New Testament.
所以我们从现在起要设立一个这样的习惯，从在两年当中，我们能够读完整本的圣经。
And that is a task that we can reach by the grace of God.
而借着神的恩典，这样的工作是我们可以做得到的。
So you don't need to turn to every page, or every line to read.And then begin to understand, because you have learned the Bible. So as soon as it is mentioned, you know what the chapter is about.
因此，我们就不用再一章一节的来翻，才知道故事的内容。我们能够就所听到的就知道在讲些什么。
So we need to be trained in that fashion.
我们必须要能够训练成这样的程度。
Get away from the old habit. Let's read this verse, and then you begin to read word by word. Then you yeah, it is like this.
我们要能够去掉以前的不好的习惯，就是一直要到我们看到才知道我们在念什么。
We ought to do homework.
我们都要有功课的。
That means we do our homework at home. So the religious classes or any sermons given, you do review work.
我们自己要有自己的家庭功课，在聚会，在我们参加宗教教育里面，也就是一个复习的机会。
So that is a good work for us to do.
这是一个很好的项目，要我们去完成。
The second thing, I think all of us are thank God. We are thankful to God that we like to do that. That we would like to be worthy of the Lord.
第二点，也就是我们都一直想要去做的，也就是在神的面前值得对得起主。
Just remember how Apostle Paul says in Acts chapter 24, verse 16. He says, "I would like to maintain a clear conscience."Before God and before men.
在使徒行传二十四章十六节里面，保罗说到他有无畏的良心，对神跟对人。
So we encourage ourselves to God and to people. We uphold a clear conscience.
因此，我们要像保罗一样，能够保持这样无畏的良心，对神跟对人。
Then you are worthy of the Lord.
那么这样，我们就能够对得起主。
Aside from the integrity, we need to do something. Here, as the Bible says, need to bear fruit.Need to bear, we should be productive and should be fruitful.
除了在心里面有这样的坚持之外，在一切的善事上，我们都要结果子。
In all good deeds, if you do good, if you do more fully for the glory of God, God will bless you.
如果我们在一切的善事能够荣耀神，那么神会祝福我们。
That includes the fruit of the lips. You praise God.
这包括我们嘴唇的果子，要赞美神。
The fruit of the offering.Or contribution.
在我们奉献上要结果子。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is very important.
最重要是在圣灵的，在要结出圣灵的果子。
If you believe in God, you must be joyful and loving one. You have loving character.
如果我们信神，我们就要有喜悦的人生。
You have the love and peace and joy all described in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23.
在加太书第五章二十三。到二十四节当中形容的圣灵的果子
啊、we need to do that.
我们必须要做到那些。
So not only just pray with tongues, but you have fruit. You emanate the divine character and divine image. You are a person who looks like Christ.
不只是在祷告当中能够用灵言祷告，并且能够在生活里面表现出圣灵的果子，能够有神的形象。
We need to do that.
我们必须要这么做。
So God would like you very much. He likes to treasure you as his own very, very much beloved and favorite son and daughter.
如此，神就会真正的珍惜我们，把我们看作是他真正的儿女。
If we do that, then we could have joy, we could have forbearance, and we have the strength upon strength to run on this pilgrimage to heavenly kingdom.
如果我们真的这么样做的话，在一切的荣耀上，在各样的能力上，能够力上加力，使我们能够真正的到达神国。
God will love us.
那么如此，神会爱我。
Because we love God very much.
因为我们爱神更多。
And we have done a lot for Him.
我们当然要努力的来爱他。
So may the Lord bless us all here.
让神祝福我们在座的所有。
Conclude our morning session with a prayer.
我们用祷告来结束今早的聚会。
Hear the ring of bell.
那么直到铃响
，Let's pray in Jesus' name all together.
我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。